a gedivach. So I'll tell you a maisa. You know, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, one of the famous Chassidish Rebbes, is known as the Kotzker Rebbe, Menachem Mendel of Kotzk. And so it's well known that by the Kotzker, the most precious thing of all was authenticity, to be emes, to be real, to be truthful. Kotzker emes. This was the calling card of Kotzk. And to be considered, you know, a great chassid of the Kotzker meant that you were an emes yid. So I'll tell you maisa about an emes yid. One of the chassidim of the Kotzker was a very devout chassid, a very pious person, a Talmud Chacham, a big Ovid Hashem. His name was Rabbi Shmayohu. Rabbi Shmayohu, you know, all the chassidim held him in great regard. He wasn't the Rebbe himself, but he was a very, 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 very special, holy chassid. And so Rabbi Shmayohu, the Maisa goes, was already very elderly, and Nebuchadnezzar became sick. And the situation was deteriorating more and more until it got to a point of where the doctors, they said that this is pretty much, this is the end. So happens to be Rabbi Shmuel still had all of his faculties, but Lamaisa, his body was giving out. So his family came, all the chassidim came to be with him at what was going to be the last moments, what was predicted to be the last moments. And so Rabbi Shmuel was there by his bed. The family's there, chassidim are there, davening and so on. And the chassidim notice that Rabbi Shmuel is mumbling something, he's saying something. So they all think the following thought: listen, Rabbi Shmuel is such a big chassid, he's such a big tzaddik, and Baruch Hashem, he has his faculties. So that means the last moment of his life, it must be the most precious avodah of all. So we want to know what a tzaddik like this is saying and doing the last moments of his life. So they all bend closer to hear what this Rabbi Shmuel was saying. Rabbi Shmuel notices this. Again, like I said, he had his faculties. He notices this, and he stops talking, and he turns to them, and he says the following thing. He says, listen, he says, you know, when a person comes to the world, you don't come by yourself. You come with the Yetzirah. You have the Yetzirah built in, you know. And the Yetzirah travels with you your whole life. When you're a kid, you have the Yetzirah. When you're old, you have the Yetzirah. But he said, you know, but I was thinking to myself that most likely the last moments of life, that's when I'll just be by myself. I won't have this negative roommate with me called the Yetzirah. But he says, but I'll tell you the truth, it's clear to me now that even this last very moment, the Yetzirah is still here. So they're all thinking, what's going on? So he says like this, he says, because I see all you bending over to me. And at that moment when you all bent over to me, what did the Yetzirah tell me? The Yetzirah, I didn't notice that he was there, but he was there. The Yetzirah says to me, oh, look, Shmayo, look at this. This is your last moment. You have such an audience over here. You belt out a Shema Yisrael. Then you know what they're going to say about you? You're going to go down in history as like, wow, such a moment of Estalkus, the moment of his Petiri, such a Shema Yisrael, such Dveikus, such Avoida. Shmayo, close your eyes. Make Achone, say L'Shem Yichud, say Shema Yisrael. So Shmuel says, you see, look, Mamish, the last moment, the Yetzirah is also with me. But he says, but you know what? My whole life, I'm going to have the same avoid the last moment. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. I'm not giving the Yetzirah the satisfaction of a Gevaldige Kriyashma, the last moment. I'm just going to sit here and just die peacefully without saying anything. Now, at that moment when he said that, all the chassidim are in a spool, you know. At that moment, all of a sudden, the doctors notice that his fever begins to break and he actually seems to be getting better. And miracle of all miracles, he actually got better from that sickness, and he lived for another few years. Now, when the Kotzker heard about this, you know, after that moment, and it seemed like he was on his way to actually recover miraculously, so the Kotzker found out about this. The Kotzker said, "Ah, Shmayo." He said, "You know, Pshat is." He said, "The Malach HaMavis, which is the Yetzirah, it's the same thing, was mamish waiting for that moment to, you know, sort of like to capture his Shema Yisrael." He's going to say Shema Yisrael. He was going to say a big Gevaldig Shema Yisrael, but the Yetzirah was there, the Malach HaMavis was there to taint it and to pollute it. And the very fact that Shmayo didn't give the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis, a satisfaction, so the Malach HaMavis rejection was like, so what do I need this for? Forget it. So the Yetzirah left and was able to survive for a few more years. That's the mice with the chassid Shmayo, a kutzker chassid, an emes deka chassid. No, Hashem should bless us, you know. It seems until Mashiach comes, we'll have the Yetzirah. That's not necessarily up to us. But at least to know who the Yetzer is, you know what I'm saying? To recognize sometimes what he says to us and he whispers to us. We should be zaycha to become emissi yidin and to serve Hashem with tamimus and pshitas like that chaser Rabbi Shmayo. And from there, all shef and bracha and hatzlacha will come, not to give the Yetzer and the malachim of us the satisfaction. We should be zaycha to have a lichtig week of brachas and yeshuas, ma'amish, nechamas ad bli dai, v'yiskol tzedek.